Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Friday, the 31st of May, 2019. To get you started, the last abortion clinic left in Missouri is about to close, with the license for the final remaining clinic set to expire on Friday. Planned Parenthood sued the State Department of Health and Senior Services earlier this week, accusing it of unlawfully refusing to renew the St. Louis clinic's license over demands to interview physicians for the investigation. Governor Mike Parson defended the investigation into the facility and urged a judge not to intervene. The license passing would make Missouri the only state in the country without a licensed abortion provider and comes at the same time that several states, including Missouri, have passed conservative laws aimed at restricting access to abortion. 4 Democratic candidates are in Pasadena on Friday for a presidential forum hosted by 3 immigration advocacy groups. Senators Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders will be in attendance, along with former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro and Washington Governor Jay Inslee. Most Democratic candidates have called out the more extreme aspects of President Trump's immigration strategy, particularly blasting family separations and Trump's vow to end protections for DACA recipients. But they've largely stopped short of explaining how they would deal with the surge of Central American migrants seeking asylum in the U.S., or how to overhaul or update a 50-year legal immigration system. Next up, one of Disneyland's most anticipated attractions ever opens on Friday. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, the 14-acre attraction set in the Black Spire Outpost, is an interactive experience where guests can meet a number of shady characters, stormtroopers, and members of the Resistance. Disney creative executive Scott Trowbridge says that fans will be amazed at how real everything feels.
Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is, in a word, epic. It is the most authentic, the most immersive. It is the biggest single land expansion we've ever done in Disney Parks history, and it completely immerses you in the world of Star Wars. For as large as Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is, we did not lose sight of every single detail, every prop, every texture, every color, the flavors, the textures. All of it is intended to immerse you in the world of Star Wars. And to do that, we handcrafted the entire place. Every square inch of this is hand-carved, hand-painted, really brought to life by the hand of the artist to make it an authentic and immersive Star Wars experience. When Disneyland first opened its doors, it gave our guests an opportunity to do something they'd never had before, to step into these worlds of fantasy and imagination. And Star Wars Galaxy's Edge is an extension of that same idea, that same vision that Walt had about giving guests an opportunity to believe that they were having these real experiences and to believe that they were becoming a part of their favorite worlds.
You can head to usatoday.com for our sneak peek of the park or check it out for yourself. You'll need a reservation at Disneyland California until June 24th, and the park will open at Disney World in Florida on August 29th. New York City, get ready for Tap and Pay. The trains won't be any less crowded, but folks riding the NYC subway will now have an easier way to pay. Beginning Friday, riders can tap and pay at subway terminals with contactless charge cards from the likes of American Express, Visa, and MasterCard, and on some mobile devices with Google Pay and Apple Pay. For now, the rollout is limited to the 4, 5, and 6 lines between Manhattan and Brooklyn, with full MTA coverage expected by October of 2020. And last up,
it'd be a pity not to recognize what's at stake. To go ahead and die stupid.
Hate to end a fool.
Deadwood, once a hit HBO TV show, is coming back to live as an HBO film. Since Deadwood's cancellation in 2006, there have been plenty of rumors about a comeback, and it's finally here when the movie airs on HBO at 8 Eastern and Pacific Friday night. The film, written by the show's creator David Milch and directed by Daniel Minahan, returns to Deadwood 10 years after the end of the series as South Dakota joins the Union in 1889. And stars Timothy Olyphant and Ian McShane are back. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things each weekday morning and on Saturdays on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your pods, like the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. 5 Things is part of the USA Today Podcast Network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.